I've requested for a chair because of my old age. You know, I heard one nice one by Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah. The Tifli Gai Alamate Piri Huyaya Ham Muntaziri Rege Ehde Shabab. You know, after childhood, the old age started. Allah make it easy for all of us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa usalli wa usallima ala khayri khalqillah Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa wala. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Man kana yuridu al-ajilata ajjalna lahu fiha ma nasha liman nuridu thumma ja'alna lahu jahannam yaslaha madhmuman madhura. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected friends and elders, ulama ikram, of beloved Mashaykh, نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے جل جلالہ. May Allah سبحانہ و تعالی grant us the knowledge of every sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love for every sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice every sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to propagate every sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Maulana mentioned, and we have heard many times from our Shaykh, that the Sunnah way is the most akmal, is the most perfect and the most complete way. That is why when we practice any Sunnah method, we always have, we can see the blessing within ourselves, within our family members and within the community as well. And Sunnah way is the most ajmal, is the most beautiful way, because it, that thing appeals. Sunnah is something that appeals. That is why when people of the wrong sex and people of the wrong ideology, when they are practicing something which is being shown to the world, by looking at this, also they think, what kind of Islam is this? They are hitting themselves, they are doing these funny things. So when a person follows the sunnah and person is spending so much on weddings, others are looking and say, subhanallah, that means we have to look for, it's exactly the same thing. So many people, they suffer, then when they follow sunnah way, it appeals, subhanallah. And it's the most ajmal, beautiful, most akmal and most afal, most easy way. Hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثَلَاثَةٌ كُلُّهُمْ ضَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ. There are three type of people, three persons, they are in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in the care, they are in the security of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what type of security Allah is giving is the hadith of Qudusi. What type of security? In عَاشَ رُزِق. While alive, they will be provided with risk. Security from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن رُزِق وَكُفِي. And all his needs will be taken care of. وَإِن مَاتَ أدخله الله الجنة. And if he has to pass away, Allah will enter him into Jannah. Now this is the security from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those three people. Number one, من دخل بيته فسلم فهو ضامن على الله. If a person enters his house and he makes salam, he is in the care and the security of Allah, that Allah will take care of his rizq and Allah will take care of his all other needs. Just by making salam. And we have learned from our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, that when you are going, when you make salam, you think Assalamu alaikum. One of the name, attributive names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Assalam. May Allah be with you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I remember once in Medina Sharif, Hazrat Wala Hadui rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a, I met Hazrat and I said Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I said even a normal, I wish I could speak like Mullah. And the other Mawlana, mashallah, how do you speak so soft and so nice? But I can't say it, you just have to catch me up. Catch up with me. So Hazrat says, bhai, aapne suna nahi, imam ne abhi kaise salam phera? Didn't you hear how the imam of Haram, Masjid al-Nabawi, how he made salam? Say, assalamu alaikum, make this hamza. Assalamu alaikum, say it in a proper way. Many a times it happens, our children, they also, when they make salam, they say assalamu alaikum. And we don't correct them. From our mashayikh, we learn these small things. It's a small thing, but look at it. If a person is entering the house and making a proper salam, keeping that hadith at the back of his mind, in aasha rubiq, in mata adhaahu Allahul Jannah. It's a security from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is important, especially now, we hear sometimes that and at home, also women folk, when they talk, and they are talking very casual at times, and they say salam, and the others say walaikum salam, and we don't correct. Even between the other ulama groups, sometimes good people in the groups, they say salam, he is a alim, he is a good person, mashallah, big Sufi, but he says salam, the other says walaikum salam. So that's the time we need to rectify this. Subhanallah, it's a dua, and it has to be done in a proper way. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قرآن وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسنها أو ردوها. When you are greeted with a greeting, then greet with a person with a better greeting, or at least give him the same reply. If a person is making proper salam, you must also reply with a better, or at least reply with the same greeting. And it's a ajeeb thing when we make salam. We all know that Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, he said, أَوَّلُ شَيْءٍ. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered Medina Munawwara, he said, فَكَانَ أَوَّلُ شَيْءٍ سَمِعْتُهُ تَكَلَّمَ بِهِ. The first thing our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what was it? أَفْشُ السَّلَام. Spread salam between yourself. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَام. Feed the poor. وَصِلُ الْأَرْحَام. Join family ties. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. We heard now, تَهَجُّدْ صَلَاةَ. And people are sleeping, you get up and read تَهَجُّدْ صَلَاةَ. تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامِ. You will enter Jannah with salam, with safety. And not only this, many of us, I was just discussing that many of now cases are coming now. People before, they used to come with a khula case. Now they are mostly coming to Darul Iftah with a fatah case. They said, no, finished, end of this. We don't want to reconcile. Mawlana, we are not here to listen to the bayan. We have enough bayan. We are here, tell us now. We just want to separate now. We want to part our ways. And one of the residue of love is to spread salam between ourselves. Easiest thing, but we don't practice it. And when we give this, when we also say to ourselves and our family members, and we also, when we are talking about this family marital issues, we tell them, just start this thing and you will see the effect of salam. Comes in a hadith, لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You cannot enter into Jannah until you don't believe. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. And you cannot believe until you love each other. And then our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم advice is, أولا أدلكم على شيء. Shall I not tell you of something? إذا فعلتموه. If you did, تحاببتم, you would love each other. أفشوا السلام بينكم. Spread salam between yourselves. It's a natural thing. Sometimes we don't click. Sometimes we don't have an inclination towards some people. You know, according to our hadith, الأرواح جنود مجندة. Our souls have met before we came into this world. فما تعارف منها. So whoever met there, also in the dunya, they also clicked with each other. وما تراكر منها اختلف. And for whatever reason, if he remained aloof there, here also for whatever some reason he won't just feel comfortable in that gathering, so he just makes salam and he'll carry on. Nothing wrong. There's no harm in doing that. But we can't harbor enmity, hatred, rancor for someone. Because the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very clear. لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث ليال. A person cannot stop talking to his fellow Muslim brother more than 3 nights. It is not permissible. We can't harbor this thing in our heart. That is why we are here, to remove that evil characteristic and to bring those good qualities into our heart. We have to make an effort towards it. One hadith also, تُفْتَحُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ وَيَوْمَ الْخَمِيسِ. The gates of Jannah are opened on every Monday and Thursday. And فَيُغْفَرُ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. And every person is forgiven, provided that he is not making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا رَجُلًا, except for that person. كَانَتْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ الشَّحْنَاءِ. Between him and his brother there is enmity, there is jealousy, there is some sort of malice. فَيُقَالْ, so it is said with regards to these two, أَنْظُرُ هَذَيْنِ, hold both of them. Means Allah is forgiving everyone except for the mushrik, but except for this person. أَنْظُرُ هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا, hold on both of them until they reconcile. أَنْظُرُ هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا, hold on both of them until they reconcile. So it's not a small thing, brothers. It is a serious thing. Within our family members, how many of us were there, especially when the inheritance, the matter of inheritance, and people, they fight. And when they are fighting, they don't looking brothers, sisters, they are fighting. And there's no reason except because of the money. Now they have remembered that, no, Mawlana sahab, Mufti sahab, we need to want everything according to Sharia. MashaAllah, after 20 years you see that person, he wants Sharia, everything now. Because now he wants his chair. So he wants everything according to Sharia. So matter of, that's why, so hadith you mentioned, that three people they are in the security of Allah. One is the one who enters his house and makes salam. And the second is, مَنْ خَرَجَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ فَهُوَ ضَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And the person who goes to masjid, reading for Allah, every day we are going, just keep this hadith in there. إِنَّ عَاشَ رُزِقْ وَكُفِي إِنْ مَاتَ أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. If a person, subhanAllah, he has to pass away, Allah is taking, Allah is giving him a security for a Jannah, security for rizq. And that the third person is, وَمَنْ خَرَجَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ ضَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And then a mujahid, when he goes out in the path of Allah, he is also in the security of Allah. May Allah grant us this quality of making salam, going to the masjid early, and also going in the path of Allah. Respected friends and elders, the object of having these jalsas, number one is, each one of us, we have to realize that we have weaknesses within ourselves. Within ourselves we have got weaknesses. We have to remove this thing. There are many things we have to better ourselves. We have to reform ourselves. That is the purpose of these majalis and these islahi jalsas. If I have learned something now, at least make intention and make some sort of action towards it. For example, jealousy, which is so common. Our Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say this thing, حَسَدْ كِي آگ مَنْ تُمْ كِيُوْ جَلْ رَهِ هُو. تم کفِ افسوس کیوں مل رہے ہو؟ تم ہو خدا کے فیصلے سے ناراض، جہنم کی طرف کیوں چل رہے ہو؟ عجیب thing. He said, why are you jealous? Like, we heard that from Malana in this morning, that Ahasa taught us this dua, اللهم ما أصبح بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك. Ya Allah, everything is from you. So why should I be jealous? If a person has opened a shop, and he is making more money, and I came into town and then now I couldn't make much, now I'm jealous. His children, mashallah, they are progressing. My children are weak, I'm jealous. Why we are rubbing this out of sorrow? Are we questioning the decision of Allah? This is the decision of Allah, my brothers. Why are we walking towards Jahannam? This is riba system. Now this is something we call it, subhanallah, we have to rectify. We have to make mashwara. This jealousy is killing us. Jealousy between their own fraternity. A person is all working in the same environment, whether it's alim, non-alim, Sufi, non-Sufi, tablighi, non-tablighi. But this jealousy is something that is crept within us. anger, a person is so angry, and now he couldn't control himself, and now he pulls it to such an extent, now he just shot 1, 2, 3 and gone. Then he comes to Mufti Sahib, Mufti Sahib, make a plan. I gave 3 one shot. Please make a plan. Mufti Sahib can't make a plan. How can a Mufti Sahib make a plan? It's important you attend this. Damage is done now. There is no other plan except for then the Mufti Sahib must get married to this woman. And then Mufti Sahib dies, then you can take it back. That's the only reason. That's the Quran, you see. So anyways, it's anger, so we have to control. That's why we are here. And ghibat, Hazrat said, Ajib, we are in a hard way, mashallah, we are making zikr, tilawat, tasbih, staying away from haram and doing all those things. But again, we sit in a gathering, and this is no exception. All of us, Allah protect one and all, except for those awliya Allah. We sit and we start talking with permissible things, and then we say, but what about? And the moment we say, what about that person, and after that it's only ghibat. Nothing else. We get away because we know Mufti Sahib, you know, Mufti Sahib, you tell everything, it's not ghibat. So Hazrat said, we earn in a hard way and we go and we deposit in our enemy's account. That's what we do. We don't make ghibat of those we love. We always make ghibat of those we don't love. So we earn through it, we do our good actions and then we go and we transfer into their account. So these qualities, evil characteristics that is coming, that's why we are here for. And now, Allah, my brother, the cure is very easy. It can easily be cured. Our Hazrat mentioned that it can easily be cured. We need to look for a right doctor and right medication. That's it. That's it. Right doctor and right medication. And then we'll see how, inshallah, our life will change. And the second purpose of coming to these Islahi Jalsas and Majalis is to create within ourselves the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strengthen the connection with our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat Dhammakat mentioned that we are drinking a cup of tea without sugar. What we need to do is just to add a sugar into our life. That's it. That is called Islah. A person without Islah, he cannot progress. So we need to come, we need to humble ourselves, we need to make mashwara. I just want to translate the ayah while I'm making ishara, time is over. Man kana, the effort of this dunya and the effort of the akhirah, subhanallah. How Allah made it comprehensive, such a beautiful way in this Quran is mentioned. Man kana yuridu al-ajila. When a person makes effort for this dunya and he's got only one ham and gham, one fikr, one concern, that I can just go for this dunya. Allah says, عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ, we give them speedily. In this very world, because he was looking for it, Allah says, we give them. مَانَ شَاءَ, but there is one condition. To who, whatever we, not necessary what he's asking for, we'll get it. Allah says, مَانَ شَاءَ, whatever we'll give him. لِمَنْ نُرِيدْ, for whoever we will, Allah says, we wish. Not necessary everyone who's asking for, we'll get it. Now this is the effort of dunya. Whenever we are making effort of the dunya, we need to keep this end result in our mind. The end result should be in our mind. Maybe we make effort, maybe we get it, maybe we won't get it. And if we can get it also, it's not because of our effort. It's because of the decision of Allah. It's not because of our effort. Many a time a person works in a hard way and he's doing it. He's a dream, world dream. He's now finally, his dream comes true. And the day his dream comes true, that's the day of his departure from this world. So this is what effort of this dunya. Allah says, يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. Because of his wrong intention, he will enter into Jahannam, condemned and rejected. But let us, on the other hand, effort of Akhirah. We are here, my brothers, this is the effort of Akhirah. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah mentioned in Ma'arif al-Quran, 4 conditions for success in dunya and Akhirah. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. If a person makes intention of Akhirah, niyyah, tasrih al-niyyah, which we learn from our mashayikh. وَسَعَى لَهَا. And he is making effort also towards it. He is making effort towards it. He is coming to Sahih Jalsa. This is the sign, subhanAllah, that we wanted Akhirah and we have left our hometown and we have come here for Sahih Jalsa. And we make sure, alhamdulillah, we come here for weekly majalis or monthly majalis. This is the sa'i of Akhirah. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, as he ought to. That means not every effort is the effort of Akhirah. We need to verify from our ulama ikram, because there are so many a times a person is so motivated. He sits in a bayan and is motivated. At that time he wants to spend money in the path of Allah. What shaitan knows now, he's motivated. He is going to spend money. So what shaitan does? He said, you know what? Spend in a wrong place, in a wrong avenue. So he is spending also and he is getting nothing out of it. He is making an effort, but he is making effort in a wrong direction. Or shaitan will say, okay, spend your money in a way at least you spend more and get less. That is why it is very important to have a family alim, so we can at least ask him, refer to him for our masail of deen and dunya. So not every, if the effort of akhirat is only that effort is accepted if it is according to Quran and Sunnah, my brother. Our mashayikh have taught us, if it is according to Quran and Sunnah, then that effort of akhirah is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the third condition. First is a person has to have intention. Secondly, that intention, he has to make an effort, not only by making intention and then keep, and then he's silent. No, he is making an effort and making an effort in a correct direction after seeking assistance from ulama. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, that's the fourth condition. His aqidah has to be correct also. He has got, mashallah, everything, he is making effort, he is doing everything, but one of his aqidah, subhanAllah, when we come to Khanqa, we learn all this mu'asharat, mu'amalat, aqaid, everything, ibadat. We learn from, aqidah has to be correct. If the aqidah is correct, if these four conditions are met, then what's the reply? What is the outcome? فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيٌ مَشْكُورًا. Allah won't even only reward him, rather Allah says, such are the people, Allah appreciates the efforts. But if Allah is going to appreciate our efforts, my brothers, person is crying for his islah, how is it possible that a person is going to leave this world without his islah? He's crying for his islah, he's making an effort, he's coming to majalis, he's trying to talk to some hazrat and some our hazrat khulafa, whoever he's going munasibat with, he's making an effort. Definitely, and the end result with Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. May Allah grant us this tawfiq, my brothers. These four conditions are very important. We are here for the very same purpose, brothers. Alhamdulillah. And we have to just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like it is mentioned, we have to do our part. And Allah is going to do his part, inshallah. We make our part. Like this, I would like to mention one qissa and then I would like to end. Then, in our Qadi time in 1857, when they were going against ulama, one of our senior alim, he locked himself in a home because they were looking for all the ulama. And he was about, because his provisions came to an end, he had nothing to eat, nothing to drink. Finally, he was about to pass away. He thought that is my last moment of my life. So he said, he looked at that bowl, it's got no water. Then he said, what must I do? He said, let me make an effort. What he did, he somehow, because he was so weak, he couldn't move, but somehow he dragged himself and he pushed that little bowl of water. Little bit. Finally, he just brought him right to the end of the room, and after that there was open space. And then he said, Ya Allah, I could only do this much, Ya Allah. I can't do any much, Ya Allah. The rest you can do, O my Allah. And then within no time, the clouds came, it started raining, and that bowl got filled with water, and he drank that water. This is not the fairy tale, brothers, this is the reality. We just have to make our effort coming to this majalis, sit in the company of Ahlullah, and then we cry to Allah, Ya Allah, I've done my part, Ya Allah. Now the rest is yours, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you also accept me, Ya Allah, and make my islah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make my islah, Tam and all of us, and grant us tawfiq to practice whatever means said. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.